Page 84, redefined as learning, it has become the center of EA policy making, as well as a new field of commercial activity, and an entrepreneurial space, for example, in the marketing of universities and, as we saw in the previous chapter, the push for e-learning, established ways of understanding the politics or the policies of education are being challenged by the need to see learning as individual choice and responsibility. This development, in the light of the perspective adopted in this book, is of interest as a formal and deliberate policy in the European Union which shapes education as a field, and which overcomes older barriers and borders to do so. But Europe has also strong influences drawn from global pressures and opportunities which are driven by national economies, separately or in harness in the EU, and their key sectors. Post-Lisbon, education has become a visible and transparent sector of the European integration policy. Education as learning has primarily been framed by the developing movement around evidence-informed and evidence-based policymaking, Byrne and Özge, 2008, and the related production and use of data to develop indicators and benchmarks that are central to quality assurance and improve performance in education.